Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Nemetschek AG conference call. As a reminder, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulty hearing the conference, please press star key followed by zero on your telephone for operator assistance. May I now hand you over to Patrick Heider, Executive Board Spokesman, who will lead you through this conference. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, operator. Welcome to the conference call regarding our acquisition of Solibri. I'm really happy that we are able to announce this acquisition before our successful year-end 2015. We successfully beat several other potential buyers in the bidding phase because of our group structure with independent and strong brands, keeping the culture and the management. Solibri fits perfectly to the Nemetschek Group. Some facts about Solibri. Who is Solibri? The company was founded in 1999 in Helsinki, Finland, and has about 35 employees. Solibri is the worldwide market leader in BIM quality assurance and quality control based on open standards. Already today, they are selling the products worldwide. They have legal entities in the U.S. and U.K. and sales offices in Spain and the DACH region. Solibri has a similar sales approach as we have today with a direct sales force and a partner network. Customers are architects, engineers, construction companies, general contractors, and facility managers. They address the complete value chain in the AEC industry. Strongest focus at the moment is on construction companies, where they do more than 50% of their revenues. Let me explain you a little bit about the solution offering. The main product is the Solibri Model Checker for quality assurance and quality control of BIM models. Worldwide unique is the rule-based model checking to manage and track problems in the 3D model. Some other features are clash detection and management of 3D model, detection of deficits by using logical rules to search missing components in models, verification of matching elements made by different design teams and disciplines, management of changes and design versions, performance BIM data collection. Why do we think that is a perfect strategic fit? First, it's a very attractive market opportunity regarding the BIM regulations. In recent years, the acceptance and also the obligation of BIM-based workflows has rapidly increased. More and more governments and local authorities are setting up BIM standards and requirements for advanced technologies in all public procurements. U.S., U.K., Nordic, Singapore, for example, have already BIM regulations. The EU is about to push its BIM initiative across all member countries in the near future. Compliance for building codes, proper and automated quality assurance tools are very important component in this move, practically creating a market demand for Solibri with no other solution provider being available anywhere. Second, they have a unique technology and open BIM expertise. They offer a unique solution. The functionalities such as project coordination or collision checking are also offered by other players, but Solibri's key differentiation is the rule-based model checking. This solution makes Solibri a unique solution with no major competition worldwide, and Solibri supports open standards as we do. Third, truly global customer reach and strong brand recognition. Solibri is a global well-known brand. Its brand is far stronger than its actual market penetration. We will generate huge interest in the markets. Fourth, experienced management. The CEO and the management have plenty years of experience in the AEC software market. They will stay at the company, and we will keep the culture, employees, and brand name. Fifth, we will strengthen our build segment. Solibri has a strong footprint in the build segment, with 50% of revenues coming from construction companies. It opens up the channel to general contractors, a strong growing market. Last but not least, sixth point, the synergies. Together, we have a combined solution offering and can use joint channels. Solibri is already sold through much of the Nemetschek channels. Now, Solibri gets a much broader distribution since Solibri is a product that all of our BIM brands could sell and bundle to offer more complete solutions to customers. What are the customer benefits? First, time savings. Solibri solution generate higher efficiency and communication comparability. 66% of time is used for communication between architects and engineers, for example. Second, cost savings. Quality assurance and control is done before execution starts. Problems such as clashes are discovered in a very early stage and leads to reduced costs and helps to keep schedules. Third, innovative and high-end tool to comply with BIM regulations. Solibri guarantee an active monitoring of BIM requirements. Some financial background information. Solibri increased the revenues in the last year by around 50% to approximately 5 million euro in revenues. Solibri is already a profitable company and generates an EBITDA margin of more than 20%. The facts regarding purchase price. The purchase price of the acquisition includes a fixed amount of 32 million euro. We financed the purchase price via a loan with a very attractive interest rate below 1%. Additionally, we agreed on earnout components which are linked to the increase in revenues and profitability in the financial year of 2017. We expect earnout payments of approximately 13 million euro in case 100% of the goals are achieved. We are looking forward to pay those earnout in 2017 by making the financial valuation then very attractive for us. The closing is expected by the year end of 2015. After closing, Solibri will be part of our build segment. Let me end with a short summary. The acquisition is a perfect strategic fit for the Nemetschek Group. Solibri is an innovative, global, fast-growing and profitable company with a proven business model and a strong management. The market prospects are very promising because of the BIM standards, the high brand recognition and the international focus. It fits perfectly in our existing solution portfolio with complementary products. Additionally, Solibri opens up the market for quality assurance and control and extends our open BIM leadership. We can cover now the full range of BIM offerings and thus have a unique market position in the AEC both as the leading BIM company in the world. And once again, we demonstrated that our strategy of strong, independent brands within the Nemetschek Group plays an important role in gaining attractive growth companies. We are really proud that Solibri has chosen us as the best group on the market. With our approach, we are making sure to have the best-in-class technologies like Solibri and Bluebeam as our own assets. That was a brief overview of the acquisition we announced this morning. I would like to start with a Q&A session. The lines are now open. I'm happy to answer your questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Now we will begin our question and answer session. If you have a question for our speakers, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your question is answered before it is your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. First question comes from Sebastian Dorst from Equinet Bank. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, good morning, everybody, and thank you for taking my questions. I've got a few questions which I would like to ask separately. My first one is, can you please elaborate a bit more on the revenue growth prospects and the development of the EBITDA margin for Solibri in the next 5 years, please?
Okay, so we do the question one by one. That's fine with me. As we said, they are growing 50% this year in 2015. We definitely think that will be a sustainable growth rate for the next years, and we do expect them to have that one. Why this year and why it starts in that direction this year? As you know, that the BIM regulation is getting more and more in place in all over the world, not only in the EU, but also in the US and in Asia. This growth rate was coming from that regulations part as well. And they came up with good innovations again as well. And this is the unique model and the rule-based method they have in place, which makes them unique. So it's two parts, innovations again, as we have in the Nemetschek Group, and the regulations part that it will be the BIM regulations in the sustainable revenue development in the next years.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Thank you very much. My second question is, can you please elaborate a little bit more on the cross-selling potential and maybe also a little bit more on the overall strategy for Solibri?
Mm-hmm. So in the first question, I'm sorry, I forgot about the margin. They are already, I just jump back to the first question, they are already having a proven business. So they are around 20%. As you know, our philosophy is when growing companies are in the portfolio, like Bluebeam as well, we need to invest into those growth rates, internationalizations, innovations, so they will keep that margin. And then afterwards, when we talk about economies of scale, they are definitely into the business model, but first we focus on the growth rate. The second one is the bundling and the idea of cross-selling. As with Bluebeam, we have a new partner, so it will be the second partner, which could be nicely cross-sold among the whole portfolio because they are addressing the whole value chain and their customers, so such for architects, engineers, also for construction companies. And with the exactly same thinking for all those participants in order to have the time and the cost saving and addressing the BIM regulations fulfillment. So we're already doing with Graphisoft, for example, in a very good way. We're bundling those products already. And this is what the main reason they went to the Solibri, one of the main reasons they went to the Nemetschek Group world, because they see a high range of complementary products in our portfolio.
Okay, thank you. My third question is, I understood that 30% of the revenues are coming from construction companies. Can you please tell me some major customer names, for example, which are addressed by Solibri, and also what are the sales split by country?
Yes, maybe we start with the sales split by country. So all in all, they have around 50-60% coming from the Europe business. They are already in Australia, for example, with around 7% in Japan, having already a stake of in Asia 5-7%. In the US, they just started recently with around 50%. So they are focused as we are in Europe, but they have already established the infrastructure in all the other parts where we are as well, and that fits extremely well because we are in Asia, in the US, in Europe as well. And there are 50% coming at the moment from construction companies, and all the other part is coming from more or less in our design segment world. So those are architects and engineers, and that's more or less. Some main customers, Stephanie reminded me, main customers are, for example, Skanska, Sweco, Rumble, Volker, and Wessels. So some main big construction companies.
Okay, great. And another question, how is the purchase price justified? Because to me, it appears to be quite high. Maybe you can elaborate a little bit more on that, please.
Yeah, of course. The fixed part might be considered as a high range, but as I said, when we are happy to pay the earn-out part, and you see the overall valuation by the end of 2017, with that one, we are making sure that we return our multiple thinking and our multiple approach, what we always stated, that at the moment, companies are paid in a revenue multiples between 3 and 5. So that's exactly how we see it. Of course, they need to deliver now, and we together need to deliver the growth rate. By doing that, we are happy that we pay the earn-out. That's the win-win model for the former shareholders and now being the executive with us together. And by doing so, the financial valuation by the end of 2017 will be very interesting from that part.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's from my side. That's all from my side.
Yes, thank you for your questions.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Gal Munda from Berenberg Bank. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, hi. A few questions. The first one is on the business model for them. Can you tell us a bit more about the way they sell? Is it mainly licenses sale? Do they also sell with the maintenance attached to it, probably? And are there any services component to it? How would you split that?
Good morning, Gal. So I answer your first question. They are exactly in the range what we are doing. So they are with the license model and the software services contract in the terms of recurring revenue. As all our fast-growing companies, they're having the higher proportion at the moment in the license part. And that's what, of course, with the growth rates they will deliver in the next year, they will do the same or show up with the same structure.
Okay. That makes sense. The other question would be, considering they're based in Finland, is there a lot of connection between them and Tekla, for example? And I know your, you know, Trimble connection recently. Did you actually have to go and beat against Trimble in that sense, or were they not interested? And, you know, just maybe talking, you mentioned that you, it was a quite a competitive tender. Were they up for sale, or, you know, what was the rationale for them not staying independent? And when you did you bid against other CAD companies, especially in design space, or is it more BIM-oriented companies?
Yeah, we were in the bidding with the other well-known in AEC tech companies, and that was the attractiveness, again, showed up because of that uniqueness they have, that they are the rule-based model checker model. There are different products in the, let's say, normal BIM standard quality checkers. And this is why they are so attractive for us, because of that high differentiation factor they have in place. For that part, they are in no competition for that functionality. With our open BIM standard, and you know that, we are making afterwards sure that they can work with every product in the world. So I wouldn't say that now it's of course they are open for every and each and every software, as we do with our open BIM software as always. So on the one hand side, there would be a competition. Maybe on the other side, we are partnering. And that's very nice for us. But in the bidding phase, you are right, it has been a well-known competition in our AC world.
Okay. So if I think about, you said it's a unique product, but if I think about the competition and I'd have to benchmark it, you know, next to something, the closest product, would it be Navisworks from Autodesk? Is that
exactly
especially the clash detection?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's something you did not
but
have.
But again,
before, right?
That one is not able to have the rule-based method into. That's one unique for Solibri. And that's exactly for the main of the BIM standard checking. You could compare it to that product you mentioned, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Gal.
Next question comes from Knut Woller from Baader Bank. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hello, thank you. Patrick, just getting back on the margin side, you touched it already and said the major focus will be, like for Bluebeam, on maintaining the high growth of Solibri. So is it fair to assume, and I just want to double check whether I understood your comments correctly, that the 20% margin should be maintained in the first phase and then accelerate if you get into a more mature phase for Solibri? Then secondly, you have now done two acquisitions to strengthen mainly the build segment with Bluebeam and also Solibri, and also touched here the growth angle of your equity story given the high growth of both assets. How should we think about the managed segment, which is still in a comparison of the total group a bit subscale compared to, in terms of revenues, out of my perspective? Is that also an area where you think that M&A could help to bring the segment to a more critical size going forward? What are your ideas here? And then lastly, is there any debt attached to Solibri or not?
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you very much, Mr. Woller, for your question. Exactly the first one you got exactly right. For the period we are discussing, especially for the earnout, I would say for the next 2 or 3 years, that margin we think we are satisfied with around 20% in order to show up with the growth rates we are expecting. The second one, as we are today in a Solibri acquisition call, but you're right, it might be considered, and we are working hard on our M&A activities. There might be some ideas as well in the managed segment. As I always stating that, yes, we are looking for some solutions. As you know, that we as a management looking for fast-growing, healthy organization and sustainable growth, the management segment is maybe not the one you look first. So we see some potential into, and we will come up with ideas in our strategy in the next business year. And yes, for Solibri, it's full debt into, 32 million are financed because the interest rate of 0.94 is very attractive, I would say, and that one is what we achieved. So as we do further M&A activities with our dedicated M&A function, we see that was making sense, especially after the Fed decision this week. I think it was a nice move again.
Just to clarify, I meant has Solibri had any debt or not? Not that how you finance
sorry.
It. Sorry, that's maybe
No, then was my misunderstanding. Sorry, no.
No debt. Okay.
No.
And meaningful cash position, or was it just a neutral position?
Neutral position.
Okay, thank you very much, Patrick, and happy holidays.
Yeah, for you too. Thank you for your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now, please. Thank you. Next question comes from Andreas Wolf from Warburg Research. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, hello, good morning. A couple of questions, or basically just two. So the company has existed obviously since 1999, and comparing the time frame since the company has existed with the revenue it has nowadays, it looks like growth was pretty slow in the past. And my question is basically, what has changed in 2015 and maybe the year before? So why has growth accelerated? Is it just the BIM initiatives worldwide from the regulatory side? Or is there any specific product launch, or was the rule-based product launched just recently? And the second question is on the degree of localization. Is it right to assume that the degree of localization should be pretty high? And, compared as, for instance, to Bluebeam. Thank you.
Thank you for your question. The one is a key question we already had as an executive board also in mind. And that's all along with the BIM awareness in our world. As you know, BIM is not defined in a sense that it's clearly defined, but BIM regulations are clear that they are coming. And that was exactly the tailwind they had in place. But that's not only that one. Yes, of course, there are the innovations into as well as the rule-based thing. And to develop that one, that's a unique position. So this is... All in all, when you read all the market scanning analysis, as we did the last days, of course, and during the closing and the whole decision what we made to acquire Solibri, then there's more to come, of course. And the whole BIM movement in all continents and major pillars we are into, that's very important, and that's exactly showing in the growth rate of 50% this year. The second one was... localization. They are more or less like the Bluebeam world as well from the thinking. They are more or less attaching to the other models, the 3D model, and from architects, from engineers, from construction. So it's rather not that deep localization need when they go abroad. It might be not the Bluebeam thinking, so there might be smaller localization needs going international. But they are already going international to the US in Asia, and their revenue portfolio already shows up. And that was a very important question for us as well. And they are already proving. So all in all, there's a wording when you see the web page. It's Solibri checked, means it's BIM checked in the world. And that's exactly the thinking. All the professions we are talking in the AEC industry, they need to have their model in the very end Solibri checked. And this is extremely interesting for us, of course, as part of the Nemetschek Group, being the open BIM worldwide leader in that technology, having that model and that technology in place.
Okay, just one final question, if I may. So for which parties in the construction process is it most interesting to have these products? Is it the architects or is it the construction company? So obviously you are consolidating or... showing it as part of the build segment, I would assume it's the construction company, but it seems to be also part of the of the design process. So maybe you could shed some light on this as well. And maybe on the rules as well, how difficult would it be for a competitor to establish a similar model? Thank you.
Okay, so the decision what we done to put it into the build segment was based on the idea that they already got 50% for construction companies. But as we stated, they are going along all customer segments in the design segment as well. So for architects, engineers, MEP engineers, for example, with DDS, we have already some ideas. they are working as well, so there will be some potential in, because everybody, as you know, BIM is not a product itself, BIM is a philosophy, and everybody needs to be linked to BIM, so they are addressing by the end of the day all professions in that whole AEC value chain. Taking your second question, that is one I cannot give you a concrete idea or figure, but telling them an advantage that they are already in place since 1999. When you would ask architects, engineers, or construction company about the brand recognition of Solibri, you would be amazed how famous they are already from the name, meaning they already got 15, 16 years of development experience, not saying that the revenue stake was maybe not that high in the very first beginning, but saying that the experience in the product is quite high. So I would say it's rather difficult to get it just done. It's a little bit comparable to the open BIM philosophy. It's not like this, that you are open. And I would say the same thing to the rule-based model. And this is why all the others were so interesting in that bidding phase, to make that one sure. Otherwise, they would have said maybe, okay, we have a different product. So this is why the bidding phase was quite aggressive, I would say.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There are no further questions. Thank you.
So, okay, I would like to take the opportunity to thank you, especially for that year. It was always a very good communication. I was very happy personally to present you something in the very end, besides the good figure we already had. I wish you all a nice Christmas, and I'm looking forward to see you next year and seeing that also Solibri will be a nice acquisition, as with Bluebeam we already proved it. Have a good Merry Christmas time and a happy start and health start in 2016. Thank you very much for listening.